how best to employ them. We'll root out enemy agents here and try to establish our own over there. We'll learn the terrain where the fighting may take place. Swan, I keep hearing about how little time we have till the rivers go down. How long will they stay down? How long till the next grace period? He translated, then said, There'll be 6 to 7 months when there won't be enough rain to close the fords. Even after the rainy season starts, there'll be 2 or 3 months when they're passable part of the time. Wonderful. We got here in the middle of the safe season. Just about. We could get more than 5 weeks. That's a worst estimate. We can count on it, then. Tell him we'll need a lot of help from the state. We have to have weapons, armor, mounts, rations, drays, drayage, equipment. We need a census of all males between 16 and 45, with their skills and occupations. I want to know who to conscript if I don't get volunteers. A census of animals would be helpful. Likewise, a census of weapons and equipment available, and a census of fortifications and places that could be used as fortresses. You should know a lot of this from last summer. Do you write the lingo here, Swan? He translated, then said, No, I can't figure out the alphabet. Course, I never learned to read or write Rosian, neither. He grinned. Not Cordy, neither. Blade? You kidding? Wonderful. Find me somebody who can. It's all right if he's one of the Radisha's spies. 2 birds with 1 stone. I want you and him both attached to me at the hip till I learn the language. All right. What I need right now is for him to get out the word that volunteers should assemble in the Chandri Square 1 hour after dawn tomorrow. The Chandri Square was near our barracks and one of the biggest in Taglios. They should bring any weapons or equipment they have. We'll pick 2,500 to start training immediately and enroll the rest for later. You may be too optimistic. I thought these people were eager to get into it. They are, but tomorrow is a holy day for the Guni cults. That takes in 4/10 of the lower classes. When they sit down, nobody else can do anything either. There aren't any holidays in a war. They better get used to that right now. They don't show up, that's tough. They get left behind. Tell the prince to spread the word that the guys who volunteer earliest are the guys who are going to get the best deal. But everybody starts at the bottom, even him, if he enlists. I don't know the class structures here, and I don't care. I'll make a prince carry a spear and have a farm boy command a legion, if that's what the man can do best. That attitude's going to cause problems, Cap. And even if they elect you god, you're going to have to walk careful around the priests. I'll deal with them when I have to. The politics I can probably handle. I can twist arms and smooth fur if I have to, though mainly I just won't put up with it. Tell the prince he should hang around my headquarters some. Things will go smoother if people think he's part of what's happening. Swan and the prince chattered. The Radisha gave me a searching look, then a smile that said she knew what I was up to. The devil in me made me wink. Her smile broadened. I decided I should know more about her. Not because I was attracted to her, but because I suspected I would like the way she thought. I like a person with a sound, cynical attitude. Old Smoke, the so-called fire chief, did nothing all evening but nod off and start awake. Being a cynic, I approved of him as a public official. The best kind are those who stay the hell out of the way.